How to suspend the emotional feelings that have been carried over from lifetimes. That's your question, yes? Yes.
In light of your teachings.
In light of my teachings. Well, this isn't going to be a discussion for today, but in the short form in which I can answer it. What I said earlier about things aren't black and white, that needs to be held as something that applies to most of life, and certainly most of emotional life, that there's a gradation between belief and disbelief. There's all kinds of things in between of levels of belief and levels of disbelief. So when I talk about suspending identification with something, there's a belief that because of our human history that we're attached to, that emotions are the most real thing that we are. That's the belief. The belief has a history, and it feels, because emotions are in the body, it feels like the emotions are extremely real, more real than anything else. That's our history. So, on the other end of the continuum would be an embodied experience in your body, in your cells, in your breath, in your organs, of God's presence. You would feel that in your body. Then you wouldn't have to go through the gray zone of what do you believe, because an embodied experience is very convincing. It doesn't require going through your mind. It just is what it is. Okay, so the gray zone is the place of affirmation and the place of reaching. When you go in the direction of this emotion is the most real thing about me, you have glued yourself to the emotional identification, which is part of history, and that's why it's worthy of compassion. But the glue is coming from you as much as it's coming from the past. The glue is, I believe that this is who I am. So in the gray zone, one reaches for, I'm not that. I am something else. I choose to believe that. All right, so here's the gray zone. The gray zone is, with what degree of integrity, authenticity, and feeling do I actually believe what I'm saying? That's the gray zone. And I'm saying you reach for it anyway, whether you believe it 50%, 40%, 70%, you reach for it anyway, because in the process of separating from whatever the emotional configuration is, you're creating an energetic pathway that's opening. And that making it easier for yourself. You're saying, I'm not going to continue to glue myself to this belief that I have to compare myself to others, or that I have to feel ashamed of who I am, or that I have to be afraid of what people think of me, or that I have to believe that I'm not capable as a person. I don't have to believe those things. That's the glue. The glue is the willingness to invest in the identification. And all of that gray zone is the willingness to hold a possible reality as more true than the other. That's how you separate from the emotional stickiness of past emotions.